Could I have one of the agendas too? Just for the heck of it.
Why?
Thank you. All right, when you're waiting for time, time usually flies for me, but it's not flying here. What was this? How do you spell this fellow's last name here?
Mr. Yancey?
Why?
Y-A-A-N-S-I-C-K. John?
Well, that's pretty easy.
One place I went with the neighbors, so I got stands how to spell this swagger, because I forgot how to want one of the spell your new neighbor.
Spell that song?
That stand, swagger. The rest of us was. But on there, it just wanted to know your neighbors.
I was just waiting for 9 o'clock.
And I wanted to know our dock number, so
just in case someone shows up the last minute.
But I'm sure you're the next number after us. They got all that in their records. When you did your dock, you probably asked me for that.
I can't wait anymore. I don't have it in me. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 8:59. This is a special meeting that was called. I called it. We put ourselves at risk by calling this meeting because we run the risk of establishing some kind of precedent here where other people say, well, you called a special meeting for him and for her and for him. Why can't you call it for me? So I'm hanging out on a limb here for you folks. I really am. And I appreciate that two of our commissioners are willing to at least get a little bit up the tree with me, but not go all the way out on the limb. I asked them to come and they came. So this special meeting is because all of you have a contractor that's down in a three-point stance trying to start a project for you. And there's the one other folk, project that's not in attendance here is a community dock that we have been going around and around with them for months on designs, and they had a design that we approved, but they had problems within their own association about the design because they couldn't all see eye to eye. So we're here this morning to hopefully give the go-ahead for you folks to get things done. And please, in the future, if you're going to do this kind of thing, fill out the permit request, give us the documentation we need, and wait for the board to give their approval at a regular monthly meeting like everybody else. Is that too much to ask? Okay?
You just have to have your request in before the first of the month.
Yeah. So, the first one is the Kernahans. And Dave, you and Joe were out there yesterday?
Yes, we were. And what Mr. Kernahan would like to do is, there's two other docks on the lake, or two other breakwalls on the lake that have been done the same way. I know Donna has a record of it, too.
Yes, Mark Getson and Lillian York.
What he wants to do is put like a plywood on the front of his
simply a plywood facing on the inside, lakeside, or marine wall.
Marine plywood.
As of you, so you're aware of it.
But, no, I haven't seen them, but from the description that you're giving me, just a plywood facing on the front of the marine plywood, whatever, okay. Visual picture.
So while Rick Francis called me Sunday night, this was going to be on the agenda for last Friday, but we were waiting for one item, and the item showed up, I believe it was the next morning.
On Monday.
On Monday it showed up. We were waiting for a survey, I think it was, or, and so he thought he was ready to go, so he had the contractor down there, but the contractor called me, and I said, don't do nothing until we discuss this, because we didn't want to have a problem. So, therefore, I don't see anything wrong with the project. I'd make a motion.
And neither did Joe Urso.
Joe Urso didn't have a problem with it.
Is the moving of the boat hoist and everything is okay too? Because that was all part of it, was they're going to move the boat hoist over 20 feet when they're done within his property. So the whole thing's okay.
Yeah.
So I would entertain a motion to approve the project.
I'll make a motion that we approve the moving of the boat hoist and the break, and refinish the front of the break wall at the marine plywood.
And there's a catwalk.
And a little catwalk.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations.
Oh, that's Hargan Ryder.
Oh, not Hargan. Oh, I thought you looked a little bit. You looked a little bit to me like Dr. Kernahan.
He's not even here.
No, he's not.
They're not represented here.
Oh, but that's who I thought he was. So I thought he was represented. Sorry.
Should I hand my shingle?
Yeah, doctor.
Doctor, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Got a promotion this morning.
See? It wasn't a total loss.
No, it was not.
All right, so we do have someone here for Trail 95, the Community Dock Association dock. Did you go over there again? Or I don't think there's a need to. We've seen this plan.
I have not been over there since quite a while ago.
You want a reference copy, Dave?
Sure.
There you go.
Are we on to this one now?
Yeah, we are.
Mr. Harkin, how do you and Mr. Sherman feel about this plan?
I sent a fax copy to you folks of my concerns that I had sent to the other three parties on our right-of-way or on our Trails Association. It should be in your file. If not, I do have a copy here. Yes. I've got several concerns.
I've got it.
Since I sent that letter, then I have found the final drawing, I guess, that you folks were just given.
I don't know. This is the first time I've actually got a clear drawing because the other
The other ones were so nasty.
They were, changed. They took the old drawing and then included
overlaid
the changes.
I
was like, which is which?
My concern, of course, with this is very obvious, is not only the size of the slips of equality, but also the placement of the people on the dock. They have, or we have, I should say, a Trail 95 Association.
Which and that's is, where you all own?
Which is the Trail Association. There is no, to my knowledge, there is no Community Dock Association. Only what the other three parties have put together.
Okay, so you're included in the Rad Pack up to the $1,450 purchase?
Correct. We're included in the right-of-way to the $1,450.
Okay.
There's five of us.
Yes.
The one side is Bill Hart. The other side is Salzman, I believe.
Yeah, Carlos Salzman.
Yep. My other concern, and I couldn't find it. Maybe you folks have a copy. But back August 10th, 2010, you folks had sent a letter, came from the recreational district, sent a letter. Currently there is a proposal for change in docking that may affect properties located on either side. The commission's request a written acknowledgement signed by all five parties on the ROW community dock in indicating that they are in agreement with proposal docking. In addition, a signed acknowledgement by the neighbors on either side, Hart and Salzman, that they are agreeable with the docking proposal is needed. I do not know of, or I've never found, a signed copy of this document. So without that document, with all parties being in agreement, I don't even know how they got as far as they've gotten. That's just a short name.
Especially after you lost your slips at work.
Correct.
You lost your slips. They were both in front of Hart's, I think.
The walk part of the dock and the boat lift was in front of Hart's, but I had permission from the previous owner, Mr. Woods. There was a document in files that showed it back in, it was like 13 or 14 years ago after Bill had bought his property. He had asked the recreational district to have the dock and boat lift removed. At that point in time, the committee said, Bill, you know, you bought this property knowing that that dock and boat lift set in front of that. It's been there. My family has been at that lake for 58 years. And it's been there for 50 some years. And they told him that he knew before he bought the property that it was there. He bought the property anyways, and they issued me and Mr. Sherman a letter grandfathering the situation. This went for 14 or 15 years with nobody saying anything. Bill never said another word about it. Nobody said anything about it until the other three people that were trying to build a dock to accommodate their boats. That's when it all started. That gave Bill an opportunity to file a complaint and say, you know, I won't sign your agreement unless that dock and boat lift come down. I said, it's been there for 50-some years. It's not going anywhere.
Well, for the record, I'd like it known that I was very upset when your lifts and your docks got taken out. I thought that was wrong. However, because that was brewing, I've been opposed to the three of them putting in anything that wouldn't also accommodate the two of you.
We missed the whole summer. I mean, they never tell us anything. Obviously, either they don't tell you what you need to know, or they've stretched what they've told you to what they want you to hear, and I have the documents that I've sent you. We've been there 50-some years, and this is the first summer that Ron and I have not been down to Rushford Lake to use the facilities.
So your boats never saw that, you never got put in
never,
on the outside?
And nobody ever told us that there was a place to put them. All they said was, we were directed to put our boats and our slips and Hanel said we were directed to move my lift over to where your right-of-way and dock set. Never mentioned the fact that they had allowed, or you folks had allowed room to tie on the other side.
So you weren't informed?
No.
And the problem?
And the dock and boat lift concern, my biggest concern there is Ron and I were never advised that it had to be removed. There was a copy of a letter sent to Pierce or Hanel that the dock had been a copy of what letter you folks sent to Bill Hart, but not a copy to Ron or myself. So we were never, the only reason I found out is I went down to check the cottage in the spring, walked down to the lake, and my dock and boat lift are in one big pile in the front lawn. They saw it right off of the sawzall at the bottom, piled it up in the front lawn, and never advised anybody of anything. All I know is that Mr. Hart had hired an individual to do it. It was a young gentleman, his wife, and a young kid. Nobody can tell me who it was, how it was, if it was.
Couple of things. What you're telling us, and telling me, is the complete opposite of what I hear from most recently Pierce. When was I here? Tuesday.
I'm sure.
Complete opposite. That they've made every attempt to communicate with the two of you to no avail. And when they do get a hold of you, the answer they get is, well, I'll have to talk to the other party. So we heard this one story on one side and another story on the other side. I don't know who to believe, so maybe the solution is we have you all come in and sit down in the same room together and see what kind of story comes out of that.
They, very honestly, and I'll tell you, that, and I'm not going to lie to you. Why would I lie to you? They have made attempts at different times to get a hold of us. I have a difficult work schedule. I lost my wife and my son, and it's me, so I work. Ron Sherman is a self-contractor, and he is all over. He's dealing with, he just lost his father, and he's dealing with his mother in a nursing home. So this is very, very difficult. Some of the stuff that they're asking for aren't within a time frame that we can get a hold of or we can accommodate. That's not an excuse. In fact, I'm just telling you. They called one meeting that I know of, and I have a copy of the letter of the Trail 95 Association, which is a trail situation, not a dock situation. And then they covered, at their meeting, then they covered the dock and made their decisions as to what they were going to do with the dock. Trail 95 is a right-of-way association, not a dock association.
It's for the joint ownership of the property.
It's for the property that allows you to get to the dock. And we've never had to have an association for the docks because Ron and I had a private dock and a boat lift, and they had a private dock for the three of them to accommodate their boats. When they wanted to enlarge their boats and change their dock is when this all started.
Well, it really came to a head when Mr. Hannon purchased the property and dropped his lift
yes,
in an area
in front
that
of
was
Salzman's.
Obstructing Salzman's use
yep.
over there.
Yep.
Yeah,
and Pierce had a ski boat because it sat in a slip next to my dock, and I had asked at different times because it was in such poor construction, it was leaning on ours. That sat there until Pierce bought it. He bought the property above, which I'm assuming the boat and the boat lift went with it, and then turned around and went out and bought a pontoon boat.
No, he had the pontoon boat before he purchased the house.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the area that was designated
it was
on
not
the
there,
lake,
that's right, was not for
right.
a pontoon
it was
boat,
not for
it was
a pontoon
for a
boat.
Small boat.
Right.
Because that was a backlot area and the
yes.
size of the boats were limited.
Yes.
To fit as many.
So
your association has a 20-foot right-of-way and you want to put five pontoon boats
ain't
in there.
Happen.
It isn't going to happen. So you got to work it out.
I understand that.
But you
the thing I'm asking for is our concern, or Ron's and my concern, are with the other three parties on our right-of-way, on our Trails Association.
Yeah.
That's not your concern, or I'm assuming your concern, is the construction at the end of that right-of-way.
Yes.
That would be, you're asking for a community dock, and because my boat and dock are gone, I really don't have a choice. I don't think you're going to let me build another dock
no.
and boat lift
no.
in the same area.
No.
So it's got to be a community dock. I guess what I'm asking for is to stop because you don't have, or he does not have the signatures on the document of all the parties involved. So I don't even know how you can consider a vote approving his construction. And second of all, the construction isn't of equality.
To everyone.
No, you're absolutely right.
Let me throw out a possible solution. Possible. Okay?
All right.
You and the other fellow had a dock that you had two ski boats.
Yep.
If this dock, this community dock, provides space for those, then where's the injury?
The size of the slip. It ought to be all of equality.
No, okay. Now that's what I wanted to hear. Now, here's my possible solution.
And that's what I had wrote to them. Yeah. I had notified them that I wasn't interested in their drawings,
yeah.
that I wasn't going any place, but if we did consider it, it had to be of equal size.
Okay. But let me because that's not going to happen. I don't see that happening.
I think it's feasible.
Do we have any alternative drawings?
I have an idea.
Okay.
In fact, I talked with Joe about it in the last couple of weeks.
Because we've never seen any.
No, it is not, Maggie, it's not drawn. Joe and I talked about, after I faxed this letter to you folks, I called and talked with Joe and told him my concerns, because I didn't think I could get off from work this morning. I had to take time off from work to come.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want it to lay there and think that, you know, we're not concerned. We are concerned.
Yeah.
But Joe and I have come up with a couple of different ideas. Joe said he's from the old school, and obviously I'm from the old school. You take a ruler and some graph paper and come up with an idea. Joe seemed to think that he could work with it, and I said that I'd be willing to even come down.
This is Joe
Russo.
Russo?
Yes.
I mean, we always see him over here, so I...
Oh, all right. Yeah, over here?
Yeah.
All right. And he said that he would, you know, he would come up with some ideas. I'd come up with some ideas. We put it together, and then I would address the three people, including Mr. Sherman. That would be four. I would address them with what I think is feasible and see if I can't get an approval.
Okay. That's great.
I've got hours and hours, and I've got more money tied up in this thing than I could have built three docks compared to the hassle I've had to get it this far.
Yeah.
So I want to go to the lake.
Okay.
It's been 50
years. Here's another possibility besides that one.
Okay.
You want equality, and I appreciate that. And here's what I'm proposing is this. The fact that if there's dock space on the new dock comparable to what you had for the size of boat you had, and of course that there's a chart that it's going to be an expense for building this dock, mm-hmm. and if all of you prorated the cost of that dock based on the size of your boat, mm-hmm. then you and your other fellow would not be paying equal to the other three. They'd be paying more than you to build the stock.
I understand that.
So that...
But in the proposal that they have supplied to you, they've got three pontoon boats sitting on three pontoon boat lifts.
Yeah.
If you look at that proposal on the side that they...
It looks like you're just tied up.
We're just tied up.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, my concern is the distance to shore.
Okay.
To have two boats.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put a $15,000 ski boat tied up to the dock and let it just pound every time the waves come in. So, because I had a boat lift, I want a boat lift. You know, I don't care if I have a walkway to get to it.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine with me. But I want to protect my investment of the boat, just like they want to protect their investment of their boats.
I didn't know you had a boat lift.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there was two boats.
Was there two lifts? Sure,
it was tore down with the dock.
Right. They did. All right. So.
You know, and I'm not trying to cause you folks any problems, but I just don't feel, that it's a fair shake, and I'm going to leave you, when I leave here, the letter that I faxed to you, I will leave you documentation highlighted that confirms and shows you everything that I put in my email to you folks. And I have other documents if you want to see them, but the stuff that I had put in the letter to them, I have proof and I will show it to you. I will leave it to you.
Okay.
You and Mr. Sherman appeared one time at the board
yes,
meeting.
Yes, we came in, I think it was November, because we had heard a lot of scuttlebutt that they wanted to have a dock, this and that and other thing.
Yeah.
At that point in time, we showed up, and I left a copy of the grandfather letter of the situation, leaving our dock and boat lift where it was. And you were going to check with your attorney, see if you had to honor the grandfather, and then were supposed to advise us. Never got any advice of nothing until I went down and found my dock and boat lift in the front yard of Mr. Hart.
How big is your boat lift? How wide is your boat?
My boat is probably 7 feet, maybe.
7 foot.
7 foot wide.
7 foot wide.
And it's probably 16, it's either 16 or 18 feet long.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
And I think Ronnie, I think Ronnie's is about the same.
See, what I was thinking, if, well, I discussed this with Joe the other day, well, Joe mentioned that if you had one walkway, we're not gonna
yes.
line, because you're allowed to use,
yes.
utilize the line.
Right.
Okay, but now with the pontoon boats, they're 25 foot long.
Are they? Okay.
We're 24.
See, I didn't know how long they were. All I knew is by their direction,
so they would be,
they have 9'7" or basically 10 feet
right.
in width, but I didn't know how long they were.
How soon could you come up with some alternative plan?
As soon as I can make. I mean, I spend nights and nights and nights to get to where I am. What Joe and I had talked about.
But is there room for them to come in?
Well, that would be the problem.
Yeah, see, that's what, when I talked to Joe the other day, our idea was to have a walkway here.
Yep.
Okay? And then turn all our boats this way, just like you do in a marina.
Right.
Well, would there be, how about herring gawning them?
Well, yeah, like Christmas tree, you know, just a little bit
angled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be basically be easier to get in and out of.
Right.
That's what I mean.
And like I say, it'd be this way, and then you know, simply a small walkway to get, so you can access them. And that's what Joe and I had talked about on Thursday, Friday.
See, what their the, first plan had this.
Joe mentioned that to me.
Yeah.
Their first plan had this elaborate deck area.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, wait a minute, you're out on the right of way, and this is for a boat to allow you access
right.
to the lake.
Right.
So we.
Well, we want to go down, sit down there, and have a cup of coffee. Well, then you open up your pontoon boat and sit on your pontoon boat.
Or use the right of way in front of it. I mean,
yeah. Now, is the drainage done there? Because they were.
No, we have not done that because. Again, that was a hassle until after we lost the dock and boat lift and no place to put our boat. Then Ron and I decided we're not going
to
do anything with the drainage until we come up with a conclusion so we can use the lake. Why invest $5,000 or $10,000 each into the right of way when we can't even get there?
Salzman's dock is there, so you have to come in from the.
Well, that's what I mean. Salzman's dock. Would that be any?
I. Honestly, I can't tell you because I haven't been down there in a year.
I think you'd be better off putting that walkway on the other side because
maybe
you've got
Salzman's
side. Salzman's side.
I mean,
that would be the
my concern. I my concern.
Both those boats are over 20 feet long.
Yeah.
All three of those pontoons are.
My concern.
Going to be hanging over.
Is right. Bill Hart.
Well, if the
because
is,
I don't care where the walkway is.
Yeah.
But Salzman seems to be more congenial than Mr. Hart.
Well, I think Doug made the point the other day that we're notifying the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't necessarily mean we need their approval for we say is what we're going to allow to happen. The board has the right to do that. But I also want to make sure that you and Mr. Sherman are protected. You've been here for a long time.
We have.
And you know the
and
situation.
I'm to the point, you know,
has.
I'm to the point now, very honestly, I pay taxes. And that hurt even more. It stung more than not using the cottage. And with the hassle, you know, I'm going to get to the point where I can go down there and relax and get away from all the bullshit.
Well, here's what I want to get away from. I get whipsawed all summer long with
this
dock.
Sure
and
sure
I'm tired of it.
I agree.
I want everybody here that's in this game so we can play together in the same sandbox,
mm-hmm.
singing the same song. So I want to know from you, what's a good day to meet? A day of the week, not a date, but a day of the week.
I'll have to check with my employer.
All right.
They gave me this morning off, but I'll have to make.
Because if this is important to you, I'm willing to give up my time. The board's willing to, but if you blow us off, you're gonna lose. Okay, you got to work with us.
I think he's made it clear that he wouldn't be blowing up off if he was made aware of.
Well, sure, but if I want,
think that I'm trying.
No. I'm not singling you out. I've had problems with everybody on that dock as far as getting to the bottom of this thing. I'm over here, I'm there. I'm tired.
You know
what
my proposal is, sir, is I'd like to sit down, come up with some type of drawing, some type of proposal, such as they have, and make sure that they're equal spaced and it conforms basically to what you're asking for.
Yeah.
I would send it to them, ask them if they would agree to it. If they will, fine. If they don't, we'll get together, have a meeting, and we'll all sit down and say, why don't you want to agree, or
What's the problem?
Okay, give me a timeframe of when that's going to happen.
You tell me realistically.
If we could have something by our next meeting.
When's your next meeting?
Our next meeting.
November 18th, Friday night, 6 o'clock.
November 18th. Today is. That's like 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks. We should be able to do that.
Friday evening.
We should be able to do that.
Are we meeting at 6?
Yes.
At 6?
6.
We should be able to do that.
Okay.
I'll put you on the agenda.
I mean, I think in all 5 years, best interest, we get this thing resolved so you can build whatever it is you want.
Oh, I agree.
It's up to the board, but I'd be willing to sit down and try to help you work something out that would be...
Yeah, and Joe said the same thing, so, you know, whatever we can do...
You could come in, Don, it's an open meeting.
To get it squared around, I mean... We've lost a year.
I know, yeah.
So, and it's not going anywhere.
Okay.
Now, my other question is, are you going to require a community dock association?
Anything over one dock, if there's one or two, then on a regular, we do...
Okay, so then we're going to have to form a community dock association.
Yeah.
And another thing is, see, a lot of dock, Donna has some community dock associations, bylaws and everything here. She could give you a copy.
Okay.
Could make you a copy of bylaws.
That's fine.
Some go by seniority to pick the slip. Some, like the dock community dock association that I'm on, that dock stays with you no matter what, because people have lifts that cost $10,000.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And so that lift stay, so every dock's bylaws are different.
Okay.
So you can make you can vote on your choices and write up your bylaws accordingly.
Okay. But we're going to have to form that committee also.
Trail 95 Association.
Okay, so we're going to have a trail association, and we're going to have a community dock association.
Trail association, we just care about the community
Correct.
Dock association.
See, I don't know why you can't just make it a trail and dock association.
Well, you could, you probably.
Because it's all the same people on it, right?
Yeah,
it's basically the same people. It may be just different as far
trail
as...
Because
95.
You own, you now are ownership of that right-of-way, which
Correct.
You didn't in the past.
Correct.
So that makes it a difference. It's not right-of-way.
See, and the Trail Association was formed after the conversion of all the right-of-ways that happened in the last, two, 3 years?
Yeah. It was actually, it's been about six or
Has it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever that was.
Take a long time to go away.
Okay. We're not going to take a vote.
No.
Well, I make so, like, you know, do we like make a motion that we table any decision
until
such
now,
time as we have some alternative
we've
plans.
Got a date, November 18th, mm-hmm. Board meeting. There will be presented to the board a new proposal.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Is there a number, or should I just get a hold of Joe to contact you, or how?
Well, I can give you my phone number.
Okay.
You have a 716 is my cell, 713-7111, and Joe's number here is 585.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
But I mean, I'd be more than willing to help you. You know, and then even with the other members there, I mean, I don't have a problem trying to help out this settle this.
Just you know, because it's a hassle, and it, you know, it's just one thing after another.
Maybe he wants to sit out and get some help. It doesn't matter to me. I mean,
okay.
I would like to because I want to make sure that the Park and Riders and Sharon.
Well, it's fine with me. Then.
Yeah.
Why don't you give him your number? Maybe?
This has gone on
too long.
Way too long.
Okay, moving on. We've got the fountains with drainage line replacement. The paperwork now is in our hands.
Everything's in.
Bob Pomeroy and Father Warren are down in a three-point stance waiting to finish this job. It was, from what I could see, it's a drainage from the other side of Westlake Road that goes under the road and underground all the way out to the lake, or down to the lake. And the last 20 feet, something like that, had caved in and was eroding the shoreline. And they're looking for approval to repair that. And they've got it dug up. They've got a new drainage thing ready to connect, and then they're going to fill in with stone rather than soil to make sure this doesn't repeat itself. And you're looking for approval so they can finish the job. And there's another little piece that you have up further.
Yeah, I've got it marked on her survey here.
Okay.
This piece here, part of it will come across and then connect to the main line.
Okay, so there's a little section that's also on district property that will have to be dug up.
Did you say that this is coming from the other side?
Well, yeah, we drained half of West Lake.
So this is you dealing with?
And it should
be. Town of Canadian drainage.
And it's still a problem because part of that is this little tile, and we put in the big tile. Heaven forbid it ever, you know.
The little tile is where?
It's in the same area, yeah. It's what was there when we come in 1960. And we have fixed it twice, and they told it. They did put up a catch-all, like by the road.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. But they said, all this that goes from here to the lake, that's all your responsibility. We're draining that whole side.
Yeah, and that's kind of the same with Falcon Beach over there with that erosion situation.
Yeah, so I mean, we took care of it, and I figured, didn't realize we were just, you know, fixing it for them.
You're fixing what was already there because it's a flooding situation.
Yeah. Because it was not working. But anyways, we should have got a permit, and I didn't realize it. So
Did the Pomeroy's go over there because it was flooding and there was an emergency situation?
We've been waiting for the lake to go down to do this work because they're also going to do some work for this gentleman. You know, so when they brought the machine in, we're right side by side. They're going to do both of them at the same time. But his machine is there, Sonny, and it would have been done.
Yeah, it's got a backhoe and...
Yeah, and I just, I don't know, I'm kind of torn. I'd make a motion, we approve it, but I'd have some comment I would like to make afterwards.
See, I just think in the future that the majority of the landowners should know. I mean, like minor, you know, repairs like that there, we probably wouldn't have to have them go through the board because it's a repair. But just to let the district know so that someone, if they're driving by or something, they see a backhoe down there, then they call the district office and see someone has a backhoe down there, we know that they're repairing a lot.
Yesterday it was a phone call, somebody's digging in the lake. Nobody digging in the lake.
Because they can very well see that it's not in the lake.
Because there's just snippy little people
out there. It's right up there by the tree.
And not to mention one of the comments I want to make is that Bob Pomeroy and Warren Pomeroy are both respectable people. I think they know after all these many years around the lake when work needs to have a permit.
Yeah.
And if you're dealing with a situation of where the town of Canada, you're taking town of Canada water, and it's just, you know, I feel there's no problem with it. We have someone like Bob Pomeroy who understands what it is. He wasn't digging and installing a whole new trench. It was a repair. This is why I have no problems with these kind of emergency meetings. So this is a perfect example of when it's needed. So.
Yeah, and our emergency is we're trying to get ready for a wedding. I know. The
thing is, you know, I'm not remembering, but we ought to have a process in place where you don't have to do the whole nine-yard application for something like this, just like a notification, so that when we get this, you know, contact, whether it's a walk-in or a phone call or something in writing, usually in these situations, the phone call, we'll say, oh yeah, we know about that, and that's what's going on. So. Yeah. You know, relax.
Yeah.
We know it.
See, we as old-timers got to know, and it's somehow you got to get that out, like maybe at our annual meeting.
Well,
but there's so many that don't come, is what the rules are now.
But that's the biggest attended meeting most of the time anyway.
It has nothing to do with the RLRD.
No.
That meeting has nothing to do with the lake.
Well, that's the landowners association.
It is the landowners association, but it has a lot to do with...
We do now have a website.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a little news item in there about this.
Yeah.
Because we do get a lot of hits on that. We get about 1,300 hits a month that people go to that website. In fact, I posted this special meeting on the website, and within 24 hours, I got an email from somebody because they'd read that and they had a question about where Trail 95 is. So... Anyway, Maggie made a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
And I will call with anything or just give you a heads up.
Motion carries. You're approved.
Same thing is, we're going to put up a tent for a wedding. Now, we don't have kids. Do I have to let you know about that?
Not unless your stake's more than 27 inches long going in the ground. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, see, that goes back to the permanent and temporary. You know, you're just using your use temporarily.
Just temporary, and you're going to pull the stake back.
Okay, neighbor, you know when a white tent goes up, they're burying me. They're just going up.
When's the wedding going to be in the spring?
August.
Oh.
If I get a phone call, I say, no, it's not Mary's wedding.
Mary's dad down there.
See, the main thing is that when we have notification on things like this here, we can still let some people make sure it's a repair. When we go down there, I mean, we may go down there during when they're doing the job, and it may not really be a repair.
Yeah.
So we just want to make sure that everything is on the up and up.
Okay.
Okay. You're good to go.
I can call Pomeroy and say, break that thing up.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Yancey. The other project that they had, that Bob Pomeroy told me about while I was down there yesterday, is that you have a wood break wall that's pulling away from the shoreline because the, what do they call those?
Cables rusted off.
Yeah, the cables that...
The dead men have
worn out.
Yeah.
And he wants to replace them. And so he's going to have to dig up some soil behind, you know, on the
district
property so that he'll be able to do that. And what do we have? We have...
Where is that located? I can't remember.
It's right next door.
I have
a license in here and other things, but
I mean, it's just, to me, and I think Maggie's saying it, it's just a repair.
It's a repair
of what you're
changes.
Doing. So all we really needed was a notification. So if we get one of these concerned citizen contacts, we can say, yeah, we know about it. It's a repair. We approved it. No big deal.
Because see, that's what Bobby told you. He told us that it was a repair, and he didn't think we had
that's what I said. And you'll see a pattern here. It's all the old timers who think that repairs were repairs as long as you didn't change the footprint, as long as you didn't dig into the bed, as long as you didn't make any major...
What do you need? We don't...
That was just a repair.
This has nothing to do with our approval, but we do, for your own benefit, it would be wise now, because you know, because we told you that we are missing a deed.
A deed,
and a survey.
And a septic, and I'll try to get that from Allegheny County for you.
Because one of these days you're going to want to do something that you do need a permit for, and you don't want to sit around waiting for approval. So if they're in you...
Could have done quite a bit of this by...
Yeah, I know. If you'd know. But now you know.
Now I know, right?
So shame on you if you don't do it.
Yeah, because you're going to put in a new dock eventually.
Eventually you're going to want to do something where you need a permit, and it's great to just have it in the file. We look at it, we say, fine. These guys go out, they look at it, they say, looks good to us. They bring it back to the board at our next monthly meeting. Everything's in order, and it's approved.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. Well, the lawyer's office, and the gal in there, well, she knows as much as the lawyer does, but she called Belmont and yesterday morning, and they were going to send a copy of the deed. Well, it didn't get there. I stopped there this morning, and she didn't have it. She gave me all of this that she found on a computer You've got all kinds of information on...
How long have you been there?
That you dug up.
How long have you been there?
Oh, God. Almost 30 years.
Oh, all of that. You were there about 10 years after us.
Well, again...
So you were there, your licensing has just gone from the RG&E license to a district license. You've had no changes, everything's all the same. Okay, that's right. I mean, no, you never... Not making any changes, they never requested it, so it's not out of the ordinary, a lot of the old timers.
We're finding a lot of that, believe me.
Especially the ones who had licenses with RG&E and then automatic grandfathered into the district licensing.
Yeah. Okay, do we have a motion?
To adjourn? No, I made the motion. Oh, for Wednesday.
Do we need a motion for the repair just as long as we're qualified?
I don't know. I don't think we need one. Well, let's do it. We did one for you.
I'll have a permit for you, too.
Okay, but do we have to wait for the other information, the paper information to come in?
I just say no. He's not selling it. He's still the continuous owner. There's,
Yeah,
I know. We want to do it right.
I just don't want it to have any, I mean, these, you know, I just don't want to have any problems. But...
I don't know, dude. You can get this off the computer yourself, but do you want that?
That won't suffice.
Not what you want.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we allow Mr. Vancek to replace the dead man in his existing break wall so that he can prevent any additional shoreline erosion.
How about if you don't make a motion, just let him do it?
That's what I say. I'd rather not make a
motion. Well, then I withdraw the motion.
Okay.
That's what I say because...
Then it's a repair. Just feel free to go ahead and do it. Tell Bob what's...
This way here, we're not setting it up for presidents.
Okay. I make a motion to adjourn then. Is there anyone else that we need to adjourn?
No.
If anybody calls and sees it over at his place, tell him you already know about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, it would be a shame for Bob to have to pull out.
No, I understand.
If
no,
there's
no,
a problem, I just have him call him.
Yeah, that you just notified us that you were going to repair your break wall.
Do I have a second to the motion to adjourn?
I'll second that motion.
Donna, how long would it take you to just issue a real quick work permit to all of them?
I got them started, so
okay.
I'm going to do them right away.
Okay.
And they can leave with them.
You've got a work permit that's...
But you won't get one because you can just go ahead and do your work.
But I should give it to Pomeroy then, the work permit?
No, you keep it, but you can show them that you have it.
Oh, okay.
So I can do that right now for you.
Do I second to Maggie's motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We adjourned.
Can I get that survey back?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. How about you? I'm sorry. Yes. Give it a slide. There you go. Thank you.
He's going to be off probably.
Oh, there's something in the well.